Now, I'm joined in the studio by Harold Davis, who has a wonderful CV from television presenter, actor. He's also recorded 12 albums and 2 film scores. Harold is also a member of the Oxford Rotary Club, and he's also CEO of Globe Expert Fundraising. And he's here to talk about what a difference Globe Expert can make to your charity event. So, very good morning.
Good morning to you, Michelle. Thank you for having me this morning.
Before we talk about Globe Expert, you started in television in Italy.
How did
that come about?
Well, I studied at Oxford, and then I went across to Italy to do a master's, and I actually started working for Pirelli, the tyre company, teaching marketing strategy, and television happened by pure chance. It was almost like a bet. There was a TV program, and they're looking for people to tell jokes on a certain new TV program about to be launched, and we kind of put our names forward, and before we knew it, we were called back to the TV station to not only do the show, but I was chosen to do all the episodes that were going to run. It was a Saturday night live program, and that was how my career started. I did radio RTL 102.5. The program was called Trading Places. And I did that for about 2 years as well. But I used to do that as well from the United States in Los Angeles. I used to broadcast live direct to Europe, so from 10 a.m. to 12 in the States, and that would go live in Italy, in Milan, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. whilst people were trying to get home, etc. Yeah. So it was a celebrity gossip show where we, you know, all our listeners could find out what was happening behind the scenes, who was doing what and how and when, and in between we'd play the latest tracks.
You recorded albums as well.
I have. One of my passions in my past life has been singing, and I've been part of a number of bands, and obviously doing radio, you get to meet the real, you know, singers and performers, and I've given my voice to a number of you know, albums and LPs and different things over, and also adverts that have run on TV and radio, etc. as well. Yes.
But also asked to be a crowd warmer.
Yes, for my many sins. Yes, I have. Well, the Prime Minister back in the day, Silvio Berlusconi, founded a political party called Forza Italia. He wasn't in politics, but he was thinking of getting into politics, and I worked for his TV stations. He owned 3 TV stations, and I worked for one particular, even though I dabbled in and out of the other two. And when he threw his hat in the ring to go into politics, those of us that were deemed to be quote-unquote celebrities were roped in to help, obviously, galvanize public. And because of what I did in radio and the kind of person I was, he kind of chose me to go out there. And before he would go out and speak to anybody in the crowd, it was my job to go out to those thousands of people. I'd step on stage and I'd have a bit of banter with them and get them ready for him. And, you know, he'd come out, I'd introduce him to the crowd, and he'd come out and give his political speeches and things, and I did that for a great deal of time.
It feels like I'm grilling you, but I've looked at your CV, and I was like, surely I must ask these questions as well. No. And now you're part of the amazing Rotary Club.
I am.
We have a lot of people from Rotarying, so how long have you been a member, and what Rotary Club are you with?
I'm at the Oxford Rotary Club, which is a Monday lunch at the Randolph Hotel. I've been a member since 2004, so 15 years. My dad was a Rotarian, and I'm a very proud Rotarian just because of the wonderful job they do. It's always been a lifelong passion to try and give something back, however small, and that was my first step before I, you know, founded the company. I would go Christmas shopping with the blind or the partially sighted. You know, we'll you know, hold buckets in shopping centres and grab your change as you come out from the various shops that are in there. We'll do whatever it takes, whether it's for clean water in Africa or polio, you know, elimination of polio, you name it, whatever it is, every little helps. Yes,
I think that's a slogan from somewhere else, isn't it?
Well, you could say so, yes.
Yes.